Next Wednesday, the Open Highway Music Festival returns to Off-Broadway in South St. Louis for 5 days of Americana music. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter has a preview.
The festival has grown in popularity over the last few years. John Henry is a St. Louis-based musician. His most recent album is Dark City, Dark Country. John Henry, welcome to St. Louis On the Air.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm so glad you could join us. You know, you put this festival together every year. Norah Jones, Pokey Lafarge are just a few that have been a part of the festival in the past. This will be its sixth year, so is it hype to say that it gets bigger and better every year?
That is certainly the goal. Size-wise this year, yeah, it's definitely the biggest that it's been, with the 2 days being outside at Off-Broadway. So we're growing it every year.
Well, what about that first year? Was it very modest?
It was good. For sure. There are good crowds, but the goal all along has been to be a real, very sustainable growth, not get in over our heads at any element of it, figure out how it's done, and then just do our best in booking the talent.
You have a little experience putting these things together, don't you?
Yeah. Steve Pullman and I are partners on the festival, and he's the owner of Off-Broadway, and he and I are the talent buyers at the venue as well. So... we work together on all that, as well as the festival. And then, for years I was a touring musician, so I kind of have experience in the realm of kind of 360 on how things kind of go within this business.
Well, how did you feel in the beginning? Were you confident that it would be successful?
Yeah, I felt like, and it's weird looking back now, because right now there's this incredible festival boom. And everybody's doing a festival, and honestly, 6 years ago when we started, that wasn't even a thing that I was aware of. We just wanted to put, 4 or 5 nights under one umbrella with good music and focus it into an event. Uh-huh. So,
why Off-Broadway? Why is that a good venue for you?
Well, I'm biased, but I don't think I am. I think it's a great club. I think it's one of the best smaller clubs in America, and it's something that it's always been really close to me, even before I was working there and working with Steve. But we just wanted to do something great, or attempt to do something great in South City, St. Louis, an area that we love, and wanted to bring something cool there that people can enjoy.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that we like to do with the festival every year is bring in an act who on paper would seem too big for the venue. We've done Sturgill Simpson, Ryan Bingham. As you mentioned, Norah Jones had been a guest with Corey Chisel 1 year. And so this year we're doing that with Josh Ritter on the Wednesday.
How does that exactly work? I know you're expanding the performances outside. Are these performances done at the same time? How are they stacked?
No, it's just 5 consecutive days. So, the first night it's 2 bands, the second night there'll be 4, and then it just keeps expanding through the weekend. And then the Saturday and Sunday we're outdoors in the street of Off-Broadway, and those are the only shows that are outside, and we close down Lemp Avenue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the street will be all ours all around it, with a secure parking lot and plenty of outdoor bars and food, and the venue will be open as a place where you could go cool off if it's too hot, so... It's just a really good home base for the outdoor shows.
I think I've read that you sort of bill it as, I'm not sure if this is you or the festival, so you set me straight, on Red Dirt Country Music. I've never heard that term.
Well, initially we started this as primarily a festival that featured that style of music. We were doing...
And what is Red Dirt exactly?
Red Dirt is a style of country music that is predominant in Oklahoma and Texas, and it's stuff that veers off the kind of top 40 country music. It's a little more, a bit more old school. And we were having a lot of success with booking those shows, and we wanted to do a festival that kind of focused on that. And that's sort of what we did the first year. But as it's progressed, we have broadened it to be genre-wide and to really have bands across the board. And I feel like this year's our most eclectic year so far, for sure.
Really? Well, let's run down that and let you prove that. Oh, the Open Highway Music Festival, as you said, 5 days, Wednesday through Sunday. And you're going to open on Wednesday with Josh Ritter.
Correct.
Tell me about him.
He's a really, really great songwriter. Actually played the venue a long time ago, and since then his career has really blossomed. And we're thrilled to have him within the venue.
This is Josh Ritter, Showboat.
Every time it rains, it pours. I pray it rains just a little more on me.
cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep my reputation clean. And here's a helpful tip, the rain administered in raindrops may help to hide the tears a little more, which is why a guy who never cries looks up at the sky with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains it pours. I'm just a showboat, won't catch me crying, no, won't catch me showing any hurt. Pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her.
And that's Josh Ritter. He's opening the Open Highway Music Festival, which opens next Wednesday at Off-Broadway. John Henry puts the festival together. He's with us here now. Nice sound.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a brand new record coming out in September, so we're kind of getting him on the inside here before the next... Big surge of this touring.
When Josh Ritter leaves the stage on Wednesday, it's Early James.
Early James, yeah. He's going to open the show. He's from Alabama, and I was blown away by an agent that we work with, sent me his stuff, and it's something that I'm looking at as, he does primarily acoustic and vocal with a real interesting finger-picking style of music that is really, really great, and I'm thrilled that he gets to play with Josh. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Stylistically, do you make a point that each night is a little different, or?
Yeah. I mean, I think what our experience with it is that, if you do five nights in a row of the same thing, it's hard to draw from that same audience for five nights. So I think, what we like to do is switch it up where, the Josh Ritter night's a bit more folk rock. The Diarrhea Planet show is going to be like this garage rock.
Okay, yeah, let me stop you there, because Diarrhea Planet takes a stage on Thursday, the second night of the festival.
That's
and
correct.
Do you know how they got their name? I have to ask you.
No, but I think I think it's the best band name in the world, maybe. And I've known them for years from Nashville, and it's just this real wild rock and roll stuff. But they're super great guys, and really interesting songs, and tons of guitars. And they're playing with Smidley, who's local here but tours nationally, and a really great local group as well called Joan of Arc.
So, what are they all about?
It's a real interesting sound. It's like, it's a female garage rock band is how I would say it, and loud guitars and cool lyrics and super catchy songs. So that night kind of flows together in that way. I think that's more of like the... for lack of a better term, a garage rock night.
Okay. So how's Friday different?
That's kind of more of our twangy night. J.D. McPherson, loved him since I heard him. Real, I don't want to say vintage sound, because it has elements of the Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis stuff, but it's also very modern based with it. Really, really interesting guy. He was a teacher. He lived in Oklahoma, started his music career nationally, later than when most people do. And so, that's going to be more like the kind of old school rock and roll with the modern twist night on the Friday.
So it's J.D. McPherson,
Patrick Sweeney.
Patrick Sweeney,
yeah. Really great rock and roll band from Nashville as well. And then Loot Rock Gang, super catchy local group that, they've toured all over as well. So all that flows together real well, I think. We're super happy with that. Bill. And then, after that one, the first three nights are inside of the venue. So that's kind of like the three show run inside.
And Saturday and Sunday are outside?
That's correct. All right. Yeah, on Lemp Avenue.
Let's hear this group and I'll let you talk about them afterwards. This is Foxygen.
You're never gonna be
Oxygen. I don't know. That kind of speaks to me. I like the chorus and everything.
Yeah, like this is a little bit outside of what we have done in years past with the festival, because I've certainly heard of the band. First of all, they're going to be bringing, I think it's 11-piece band. So it's...
Wow.
It's massive. It's going to fill up the stage. And when we were getting down to the details of the show, they're like, are you sure you're going to have enough of a stage to fit
to
everybody?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we could do it. But it's a California... the band is started primarily by two dudes, and they make this really catchy pop music with earlier, I think they were a little bit more avant-garde, but this is just super catchy, snappy pop music.
Yeah.
And in the modern times, so it was something that was a bit off our radar, but we jumped on it, and I think it's great.
I like that a lot.
Yeah,
also
yeah.
On Saturday, A Sleepy Kitty, which is a St. Louis based band. We've talked to them here
That's
before.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They're, everybody knows Sleepy Kitty, and they, really cool band, really nice people, interesting stuff, and just, really great to work with always. So thrilled to have them on that.
And then two more groups on Saturday?
Yeah, Twin Peaks, it's they're a Chicago-based rock and roll band, super energetic. Again, like going with the Foxygen thing, a very, very catchy songs, high energy, very exuberant. And then the bill is started by Essential Knots, local favorites too. So, mm-hmm. One of the things that was really important to us with the festival throughout has been, you obviously have to build things around national talent and bands that people, are well known. But along with our sponsors and along with, the patrons and everything, we really do value the local element and the community that we're doing this event in.
Speaking of local, Jay Farrar has been around for a while. He used to play with Uncle Tupelo.
Yeah.
And now with Sun Volt. And
right.
they've had quite a bit of success over the years.
Yeah, they have. And his solo stuff is great, too. That was obviously a thrill.
So Sun Volt's on stage Sunday. Let's sample that.
No time to be wayward, no time to be unwound. With darkness at your doorstep, keep your feet on the ground. There will be times of injustice, times when there's more lost than found. Downtown mixed with days of wonder, a real life spinning merry-go-round. With this back against the wall, all will soon be revealed. The sirens sound and spirits fall, with justice back against this wall.
And that is Sun Volt, who will be performing outside as part of the Open Highway Music Festival, which begins Wednesday. We're talking with John Henry about that.
Yeah, I've just listened along with that. That sounds really great. We're thrilled to have Sun Volt.
As far as the performances that are going to be outside, which is Saturday and Sunday, what are we dealing with there? Anything we need to know? Do we need to bring lawn chairs? Or
yeah,
what?
There's a few things. One is there's going to be secured parking with security in the Lemp Brewery parking lot that we use for this. So your car will be safe insofar as security. We have a section for lawn chairs for the outdoor show. So if you feel like bringing a chair, you can. There will be a cooling station, which is the venue that we're just going to use if people need to go in and if it's hot. There's going to be plenty of bars and salt and smoke barbecue and a food truck. So there'll be plenty of food. You could bring the family and all ages. And the lawn chair thing is new this year. Mm-hmm. We'll have a special section.
And what about tickets for the 5 days? Do you have some special deal if you want to see everything?
Sure. Yeah, everything is available at offbroadwaystl.com. So you can do a few different things. One is you could buy individual tickets to any show. Or we have three packages where you could get a package for all five, and that'll include some merchandise, a T-shirt, Cooley Cup poster. And we have a show package where you could just buy a pass for all five. And then we have one where you could just buy a pass for the two outdoor shows on the weekend. And that's a super good deal.
But you can just show up to it the last minute if you want.
You can, for sure. The tickets will be available at the gates. And the outdoor shows, the gate opens at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The other thing, you know, on this date, on the Sunday, Nikki Lane, just a real classic sounding country band, reminds me a little bit of Loretta Lynn.
So is Nikki Lane a person or a group?
It's, well, she's a person. She's a
individual.
Yeah, she's an individual. Yeah, she has a really, really good band too. So she just performs under her name, but it's a full band show.
And who else closes it out on Sunday?
Local favorites, Sleepy Rubies and the Von Drukes. And yeah, Sleepy Rubies, really, really great female fronted band. Great musicians from the city, you know, and their songs are great, and their voices, they blend together. It's amazing.
Well, John, I know you're not playing in this year's festival, but we want to share something from your latest album, Dark City, Dark Country. First, what's the title of that album mean?
Well, I think for me, you know, when I was writing it, I feel like the city that we're living in right now, you know, it's kind of, there's all these different things that are going on, and for me, it's, you know, I love the city and I want to stick around and do it. And the record that I was writing was about some of the things that you hear that are bad about the city from people who live outside, but then some of the things that they're living in are just as bad. It's just harder to spot.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, within the record, I tried to get to a place where it was, there's hope at the end of it for sure, because everybody's just trying to live their life the best, you know, the best way that they can. So that's what I tried to pack into that album.
Taking stage this time?
No, I'm not. I a couple people, you know, have asked, why don't you, you know, play? But I think for the amount of work that has to be done for this to put it on, and it's, you know, it's a lot of work and a lot of logistics and stuff. It's just easier not to play. And I,
hey, but you did play at Lou Fest last year. What was that like for you?
That was great. Yeah, I mean, it was really, really one of the, you know, my favorite shows ever, and one of the best weekends. You know, my family was in town and. A lot of them, and you know, we just made a weekend out of it. It was really great experience.
I feel like Lufest has really become a big deal.
It is, and they treat, they, you know, within the festival that we do, we're friends with them too, and we talk, and they're very helpful to us and very gracious and everything, and take care of us and ask us, you know, and we help them with whatever we can help them with. So it's a good vibe for sure.
Well, John, personally, what's on your calendar? Anything coming up that you're excited about for you?
You know, there's going to be some stuff later in the fall, but to be really honest, I've put a lot of my personal playing has been on hold because of just the undertaking of this event. So I'm looking forward to playing more in the second half of this year for sure, but this festival and Off-Broadway have been my primary focus.
Okay, get through this first.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for making our lives a little more fun by bringing us this festival. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you so much.
That was Steve Potter speaking with John Henry, the organizer of the Open Highway Music Festival, which takes place next Wednesday through Sunday at Off-Broadway in South St. Louis. You can get more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll take a look at current legal issues with our legal roundtable panel of experts. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Alicia Lee, Monica Ramirez, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.